FSR's No Comment, the new show where we comment.
Occasionally.
Yes. I'm Bill Vidra.
I am Laura Richmond.
And I'm Tim Day.
And now for some local news. It's 5 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? Well, if you're good parents, they shouldn't be at home. Studies show most injuries still happen at home. Really? I would love to know how they test that. I mean, what? Do they just stick people at home and then stick
them to
and be like, oh, there's one. Check off.
Yeah.
Tony had a stroke. Okay, that makes sense.
It does.
That's all I got. Do you have the weather?
Well, I think it's time.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Donations will be collected outside of Laws Hall and at the Hub from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., where a card can be signed. You can have a big card, I guess.
All right.
And the weather.
Woohoo!
It's going to rain on Thursday.
That's okay.
It's still going to be warm.
That's okay. If it's warm, I'm good with that.
But this weekend, it's going to be scattered thunderstorms.
That's still all right. They can do anything on the weekend, as far as I'm concerned.
So.
Yeah, it's Easter.
Yeah, I'm going to go home, too.
I know. I'm taking you off.
It's true. That's a good thing you know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to miss house.
Yeah.
The comment that one of our listeners says you sound hot on the radio.
All right.
Is that your girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
Okie doke. I guess it's time for the national news.
Woohoo.
America Online on Tuesday said it's filing 5 lawsuits against individuals and companies that are allegedly purveying bulk unsolicited email or spam to its members. The lawsuit seeks at least $10 million in total damages, along with court orders to immediately stop the alleged annoying email. Subscribers have routinely criticized AOL for the proliferation of email in their inboxes, causing the company to take a litigious policy towards alleged spammers. Lots of big words. The problem has also alerted federal lawmakers to craft policies to punish spammers. Last week, a pair of U.S. senators reintroduced a bill called the Can Spam Act that would make it a federal offense to send spam using false return email addresses.
Isn't spam already canned?
It is canned, but that is the fake meat variety. The defendants named in AOL's latest round of lawsuits are alleged to have engaged in fraudulent and misleading emails peddling pornography,
yeah,
software products, college degrees, male organ growth, steroids, and mortgages.
Yeah, I get the ones with the male organ growth, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, some defendants are named, others are called John Doe's. AOL said the defendant had allegedly sent 1 billion emails that resulted in over 8 million complaints among its members. You know, I bet a lot of those complaints were about how much AOL sucks and not the spam, but
yeah,
AOL declined.
Unfortunately, I do have AOL, and at one point in my life, I didn't send them out, but someone sent it out on my name, bulk porn.
Yeah, that's cute.
Well, it was my fault. I gave my password on one of those stupid. I was a young one, so I gave my password on one of those stupid instant messages.
Yeah.
I was like 12.
Not good.
Yeah, not a good thing to do. But they shut down my AOL. Mm-hmm. So why aren't they doing that still?
I don't know. But it's good that they're prosecuting people now. There was some CEO of a spam company, and he was bragging on television how much money he had made from sending millions of junk email messages, and he showed, like, his 800,000-square-foot house and stuff like that. Well, hundreds of thousands of people, well, maybe not that many, thousands of people banded together, found out what his address was, and signed him up for thousands of catalogs, and he started getting, like, a couple tons of mail a week.
That's
just to get it back. I know, that's pretty smart. Unlike shuttle original Challenger, which was buried at the end of a prolonged and painful investigation, NASA wants to lend Columbia's debris for scientific research, officials said Tuesday. More than 70,000 pieces of wreckage have been recovered and are providing accident investigators with insight into what caused the ship to break apart over East Texas on February 1st as it attempted to re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Seven astronauts died in NASA's worst accident since the 1986 Challenger disaster. A NASA official said that researchers from a diverse group of fields, including material sciences, hypersonics, chemistry, and atmospheric sciences, will have access to the debris for experiments, and they're going to be placed on loan, much like they do with moon rocks, which is, it just seems weird to me, personally.
Yeah.
That they're loaning out the destroyed shuttle.
That seems kind of, I don't know, bad, in a way, because
people died there. A few.
It's like...
Oh, I don't know. That's what they want to do.
Well...
A new study says that jogging is good and walking doesn't do jack. Moderate exercise, such as half an hour of brisk walking 5 times a week, is unlikely to prevent an early death from heart disease, says researchers. Current guidelines recommend 30 minutes of moderate physical activity on at least 5 days of the week to ward off premature death.
5 days?
Yeah.
It used to be 3.
But now, a new study published today says moderate exercise, such as a brisk walk 5 times a week, has no impact on the risk of dying from heart disease. Only vigorous exercise, such as jogging and hiking, seems to make a difference, says Dr. John Yarnell of Queen's University in Belfast. Eating 5 days of fast food, however, will counteract your efforts. Florida is trying to repair its scarlet letter adoption law by taking out the requirement that birth mothers identify and describe themselves in a newspaper advertisement. The purpose of the 2-year-old provision is to provide possible fathers a warning that their paternal rights might be terminated if the child is adopted. Under the original law, the mother's full name and physical description must be published in a newspaper within every county where the conception may have occurred. If you have trouble narrowing down which county your baby was conceived in, that's a problem. Said one man opposed to the change, "I didn't know my girlfriend was pregnant until I looked in the newspaper. I just figured I'd taken her out to Denny's one too many times."
Wow.
The body of what appeared to be an unidentified woman washed ashore Monday in an area of San Francisco Bay where police had earlier searched for a missing expectant mother and where the remains of an infant were discovered over the weekend. The identity of the remains were unknown Monday. However, detectives investigating the Christmas Eve day disappearance of Lacey Peterson and her unborn child were summoned to the rocky shoreline near Richmond, California, not Indiana.
Or Virginia.
Okay. A spokesman said it's too early to tell if the body was that of Peterson, the 27-year-old woman who went missing on the day before Christmas after her husband Scott said he was gone on a solo fishing trip during that day. Scott Peterson has denied any role in his wife's disappearance, although the investigation revealed that he had been having an affair with a Fresno woman he had met in the course of his day job as a fertilizer salesman. Yeah.
Funny,
I don't either. We're going to move on. The number of new cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome increased by 47 Tuesday. And the number of... your chair was very loud. Wow. The number of new cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome increased by 47 Tuesday, and the number of deaths from the illness rose by 10. However, several areas that have been hard hit by the disease, including Eastern Asia and Toronto, reported no new cases or deaths. To date, the new pneumonia-like illness has infected 3,235 people worldwide and caused deaths of 154, according to the World Health Organization, or the WHO.
It's gone up. The death toll has gone up a lot since I heard last.
But, I don't know. I'm not too worried. I think, like, its casualty rate is 4%.
Yeah, I'm not really worried so much. Nobody's died in the United States yet.
Yeah.
Or last time I heard.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing.
Yeah. So, I don't... I wasn't worried about the West Nile. I'm not worried about this. There's always something. People die. It happens.
This is true.
They had a good run.
Oh, I was just kidding. American Airlines said if its three major union groups do not ratify deals that will help save the carrier $1.8 billion a year in labor costs, the airline would be forced to file for bankruptcy. American Airlines, I thought that was one of, like, the staples in the airline, and they might file for bankruptcy.
Wow.
The pilots union and the mechanics union both agreed, I think, to take pay cuts so the company wouldn't go under, but the flight attendant union has turned down the deal. Oh, it's...
The flight attendants.
I know, they only give out a little half cup of pop.
And 3/4 of it is ice.
It's all ice.
6 peanuts.
They're just teasing you. And then they turn down this deal. The company and the union are discussing holding a new vote, however, within 24 hours due to problems with balloting, or so they say. Back to NASA. They're ever so exciting on this Tuesday, April 15th. NASA officials said Tuesday the agency is delaying launch of the first of two Mars rovers to modify a potentially troubling electrical circuit. It's good that they caught this, because another NASA Mars screw-up would have been just plain embarrassing. NASA lost two Mars probes in 1999 due to engineering oversights. The Mars Climate Orbiter apparently crash-landed on the planet's surface because someone forgot to convert yards to meters. The Mars Polar Lander, likewise, is thought to have crashed on December 3rd, just minutes after it entered the Martian atmosphere. So I think a few more screw-ups would have made them look bad.
I can't believe that NASA even uses yards. I mean, that just seems so silly.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
I mean, if I used yards in my biology class, you'd be like, what is this? Get out.
Yeah. Gosh, NASA's having trouble.
Yeah. Poor NASA.
I know. They need to get their act together. Make a goal.
Yeah, they haven't done... I mean, I haven't heard a lot from...
You see, in the 60s, Kennedy set a goal, said we're going to be the moon to the moon by the end of the decade, and everybody rallied behind them. They did it. Now, NASA has really no goal.
We need to get to Mars.
Yeah, they need to set that and focus their energy on it. We've been sending shuttles up to orbit the Earth and this International Space Station thing, and we're not going anywhere, so no one's really standing behind it.
Yeah.
They need to get their priorities in order and get the people behind them and get rid of the shuttle and find something that works out.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're like 30 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
Well... You remember Rodney King, don't
I sure
you?
Do.
Yeah. His name is a verb now. People always say, like, don't make me go Rodney King on you. Which I guess means police brutality. Well, you know, I always thought that he was just a poor, innocent bystander that was beat up because of his race. But no, really, he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was after a high-speed chase throughout Los Angeles that they beat him up. Well... He's had troubles again. He was hospitalized with a broken pelvis after he lost control of his SUV while weaving through traffic at over 100 miles per hour, and then he crashed into a house. King, who is black, was chased by police through the San Fernando Valley in 1991 and was captured on videotape being beaten by four white police officers. After their acquittal, riots broke out and lasted for 4 days, leaving 55 dead and more than 2,000 injured. That's quite a riot.
Yeah, that's a...
The mayhem caused $1 billion in property damage. King later received $3.8 million from the city of Los Angeles, which paid for the 2003 SUV that he crashed into a house yesterday. He was convicted of spouse abuse in 1999 and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. And he... Oh, the list goes on.
You know, I agree. He should not have been beat up, but...
Yeah, I know.
3.8...
That was bad.
3.8 million seems excessive.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
And that's it for our show. No, I'm kidding. Well, are we ready for a song break and we can come back?
I guess we are, unless Tony has any.
All right, well, we're going to go for a song break. Bye.
Yeah. You're listening to the No Comment Show on WMSR. If you have any comments for the No Comment Show, send them to AOL screen name WMSRDJ. Or if you would like to talk to us, because... You know, we don't have much better to do. Give us a call at 513-529-1985. We'll chat. Now we're gonna hit a song, so we'll be back with some wild and exciting topics.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of...
Shut the hell up! Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
But you got the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Oh, dear.
SR.
Hey, hey!
Hey, hey, I'm Bill Vedra.
I'm Laura Richman.
I'm Tony Tay.
Okay. Well, so today in my biology class I had to fill out a survey that had nothing to do with biology. The survey was about whether or not smoking should be allowed in public places, and it really got me to thinking. Should smoking be allowed in public places?
An interesting spur off of that.
Yeah. One thing leads to the other.
Yeah, we're not allowed to smoke here in the studios.
No.
And which is not a problem because we don't smoke.
True. In the studios. We're not allowed to smoke in our dorms.
Yeah.
And I'm not a smoker, and so it's okay with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't. In fact, I like it like that because I don't really like smoke.
This is true.
But if I were a smoker, I think I would be a little angry.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I would have to go out in the cold. Like, in the... Now, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you go outside, and it's nice outside. But in the winter, that's rough. Going outside to smoke?
Yeah, but I don't think the smokers mind. They need their cigarettes.
Yeah, but... It'd be more comfortable to smoke in the lobby.
Oh, I know.
But I'm really torn on that issue, because I don't really want to be
that...
That
would be more comfortable, really, if we just replaced the entire atmosphere with smoke.
That's true.
They don't even need to buy cigarettes, they could just breathe.
That's true.
That would be uber convenient for our smokers.
That's very true.
Yeah. I know a lot about cigarettes, not because I smoke them, but because I'm a Kroger employee and I cater to smokers. And I love the old women that come in. Can I have a pack of Virginia Slim, Super Slim, Ultralight, Menthol 120 in a flip top box? And I'm like, no. We don't sell what you just said. It's confusing. There's so many kinds.
Yeah, there are. There are a lot of... But,
And smoking bans, good for us, causes problems for non-smokers. New York just banned smoking. And a DJ, not a DJ, we're DJs, a bouncer in a club approached two men who were smoking and made them put their cigarettes out. So they stabbed him, and
wow.
He died.
Wow.
So...
You know, I can see...
See what the smokers are doing. This is about to end.
Forget secondhand smoke. They're stabbing us now.
And it's first-hand stabbing.
Like, I can understand maybe, like, prohibiting smoking in the classroom and in church and places like that where you can't really get away from it. And, but banning it completely in all public places, like restaurants, no smoking anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all to have a smoking section in the restaurant.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it bothers my mom. My mom is so sensitive to smoking.
Right?
It's ridiculous. Like, if I've hung out with someone who hung out with someone who hung out with someone who hung out with someone that smokes, I'll come home and she'll be like, oh my god. Go back outside. Hose yourself down.
Yeah. My
what
dad's
are you talking about?
My dad's the same way. I went to my friend Claire's house, and she has a dog.
It smokes.
Occasionally.
Smokey the dog.
And, well, it's the same way with dogs. Like, he hates...
Well, you've been refused.
Your dog crumbs. Yeah. And anyway, I came home, and I took a shower, and I went to bed. And the next morning, my dad woke me up, and he was like, there's a dog in here. And I was like, oh my gosh. But anyway, smoking.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... I'm kind of sensitive to smoke, too. I don't like it.
I don't either.
It kind of makes me cough.
Pipe smoke. That can occasionally smell pleasant.
I'm used to smoke.
I don't know about cigars. Occasionally they smell like butt.
It depends on the brand of cigars, I think.
Yeah.
The cheapos are really bad. Like, smells...
Yeah. I was in Indiana on Friday, and a whole bunch of guys were gathered together outside of... coffee house called Charlie's, and they're all smoking cigars, and they were like, man, these are good. We had to go into Ohio to get these cigars. And their cigars smelled like butt. Those kids didn't know what they were talking about, because I could smell it, and I live in Ohio. Ohio's not the cigar capital
of
the world.
We've got great cigars.
Cuban.
Yeah, I'm not into cigars. Actually, I like the smell of marijuana.
Oh.
But that's a completely different issue.
Why do you know what that smells like?
Well, like Polaris and stuff. You can't get away from it at Polaris.
Mm-hmm.
cigarettes.
What's your feeling on the smell of marijuana?
It has like a sweet smell, I think.
I really can't identify it.
I think if you smelled it, you would.
It's because Todd's two rooms over, and there's several doors between us, so I can't smell marijuana. That's not a customary way from our new stranger, Todd. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not into cigarette smell, but I think that they should have, like, banning it in complete, like, out in the open in parks and stuff. That just seems silly.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
I mean, if someone lit up in one of my classrooms, I think I'm gonna, like, what are you doing? But in a park and things like that, just let the people smoke.
You can be allowed to smoke in a park.
Right, in public places.
In some cities.
That's stupid.
If it's
I love it when I'm walking to class and I pass someone and they both smoke right in my face.
Yeah, that's irritating.
And I want to turn around and drop kick them and let them know who's my daddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I don't really mind it so much. I mean, it's like a second, and then I can breathe again. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big problem if it's outside. If it's like in a baseball stadium and they're right beside me, that could get irritating. Mm-hmm. And I can see where they would ban smoking there.
Yeah.
But in a park where it's so open.
I don't know if smoking's allowed in baseball stadiums.
It could not be.
Yeah.
I don't think smoking's allowed in stadiums. Because I don't think they're considered public areas. Because they're privately owned.
Yeah. Bowling alleys, though.
Well, it's because of people who go to bowling alleys.
Well,
are just
fun to bowling alleys, what are you saying?
I know, but the people who are like, I love bowling. Let me just say that first before I say this. But people who frequent bowling alleys, like when I go into a bowling alley, I very often see just like hillbillies, you know. And I do, and I'm not talking about leagues. Leagues are like people who, I bowl all the time. I'm a hillbilly probably, but
why does bowling make you a hillbilly?
It's just go into the bowling alley. It doesn't. It's not like a definite. If you bowl, you have to be a hillbilly. It's one of the observations that I've made. People who bowl a lot are hillbillies.
Tony, do you bowl a lot?
I bowl a lot.
I probably bowl just as much as
me.
There's always these group of guys beside us that like to hurl the ball down there. They're showing off or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, when I go to our bowling alley in our hometown, it's not too bad. What is bad is the people that work there. Those are the real hillbillies.
Yeah, that's really
because it's like a whole family. And they come in and they've got like a 2-year-old sitting there, and like the 9-year-old is spraying Lysol in the shoes. It's just one of their family operations.
Yeah.
And it frightens me from time to time.
I would hate to be part of that family, really. Because, I mean, it's just
between the smoke and the Lysol.
Yeah.
It's just not healthy.
The family is
the mullets, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the family has a lot of mullets.
Oh, yeah. And I'd recommend getting mullets trimmed.
I don't understand. I cannot imagine being a hillbilly and thinking, yes, this is a good haircut. This is a good idea.
Well, I know non-hillbillies that have mullets, but they're femullets. That's the female version of a mullet. One of my business teachers said that a mullet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't understand, because they're so made fun of.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't know it.
I'm sure they do. It's
we
like,
used to play.
Live in the hills.
At Kroger.
But they have.
As a Kroger supervisor, there's little work to be done. As three or four of us are sitting in the back of the office, we spend our time playing Mullet Hunter. And we'll watch as the customers come in, and we have a little scoreboard on the dry erase board. And as soon as you see someone with a mullet, the first person who yells out chicken wing gets a point for that mullet. And yeah, you rack up some big scores because we have a hefty mullet community.
Wow, really?
It seems like it.
I'm
not very good at the game. I'm pretty slow at it. All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, look, and then someone else is like, chicken wing, and I'm like, oh, jeez.
for those in kind of like a...
Yeah, it's a nice... affluent area.
Yeah, it's a nice area, it seems like. Yeah. I mean, if I went, you know, and I know this is probably bad, but if I went in to have an exam into a doctor's office and my doctor had a mullet, I would walk out. I'd be like, no, I've never seen a doctor with a mullet. That's awful, but it's true. That was the 80s. That was back in the 80s. The 80s mullets were cool.
Kind of. So, although I heard they're apparently...
Billy Ray Cyrus!
Apparently they're coming back. That's what...
Among the Hill folks or Hill Jacks or whatever.
In Europe, the fashion community says that...
The Europe.
They say that the mullet is coming back, which is exciting for them. I've been looking forward to the mullet's return.
Yeah, they thought that the afro was coming back, too.
I tried. But I just found the short worked best for me.
Yeah, I just think that I haven't really changed my hair since grade school. So, you know.
I've changed once or twice.
I used to spike my hair.
Wow.
When?
Like back
yesterday.
My brother spiked his hair once. That was so stupid. And it was awful. He picked the worst day to spike it. He spiked it on picture day at school. The poor kid. Looked like, I'm not going to say who he looked like. Because the person who he looked like is probably listening. His hair just went straight up in front. Yeah.
You're listening to No Comment, the new show on WMSR Red Hawk Radio. If you'd like to send us a comment, send it to AOL screen name WMSRDJ. Because, as always, we're running out of exciting things to talk about, and we've reverted to mullets. If you really want to get wild...
Why don't we start with smoking?
Yeah, if you talk to us live on the air, give us a call at 513-529-1985. We welcome any and all calls, so please dial the number 513-529-1985. Do you want to hit a song and then come back with...
Sure, let's hit a song.
That's exciting. All right, I'm going to send you out with... She Blanking Hates Me by Puddle of Mud.
Can you play that on?
Of course I can, because it's been edited on the radio.
Yay.
The FCC would not appreciate it otherwise.
Yeah. on the Sun, the radio station where all your dreams come true. I'm Robert Trent. Oh my gosh, the song's out of control.
Yeah. We're cutting the song off. Chrissy, are you marvelous?
Yeah.
Hi, Chrissy.
We're on the line with our first caller of the day. Hopefully one of 20. Hint, hint, call in, people.
Well, we do have a topic.
We do.
But well, let's...
But first, there's a couple of issues I need to address. First, my buddy Brooks sent us an instant message inquiring whether he has a mullet or not. And no, Brooks, you do not have a mullet. It's getting shaggy. You may need to trim it, but it's not a mullet.
Okay.
With that aside, Chrissy.
What we were thinking about talking about here are the turmoils of freshman roommates.
Okay.
And their ins and outs. My roommate.
I don't know if I'm able to discuss that.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well. Never mind. I'll be here again on Tuesday. I'm getting ready to go home Thursday afternoon for my 4-day weekend that you guys don't get.
Well, that's not fair.
What is that?
For us. Yeah, we're going to Pizza Hut. That's going to be fun. Do you want to come, Tom?
Sure.
All right, you want to come, Tom?
Does anyone else want to come?
I'm already here. I'm already invited.
Okay.
When, Tony?
When is this?
Saturday.
Well, then another fun topic. Do you have room inspections, Chrissy?
Me? Usually not randomly, just like, you know, every semester. Okay. I kind of took, like, make sure you don't have too many, one of those things called power strips.
Like,
we have one per person.
And
they, you know, they make sure, like, you have legal appliances, like UPC certified or whatever that is.
Wow.
Which I think most things are, or they wouldn't sell them in places like Walmart.
That's a good point. We had an inspection yesterday.
Yeah, mine was today.
I did pass.
Okay, that's good.
My inspection was silly. I was asleep. I'm sorry, guy. You didn't pass?
I knew it was today, but I forgot, so technically I didn't know. And I was sitting on the computer, preparing diligently for our show, when all of a sudden, bam, 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 knock on the door.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, should I answer it? It's probably one of the stupid people. So I got up, opened the door, and they're like, room inspections. And I was like, well, expletive. I couldn't think of what to say. The hall manager was standing there. My advisor was standing there.
What did you say?
I said a word I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
I was opening up all my room inspections, and I was like,
bleep!
Well, bleep. And I just stood there, and they looked behind me and saw all these things all over my room, and the hall manager was just like, oh my god.
You know where that poster?
Well, it was our final inspection, so they were checking to see if we had ripped the wall or anything.
Yeah,
so.
And you're not supposed to use duct tape, which I did.
Number, we have to prank her.
No. She'll be going for more fines.
It's like was Bowser in the biology books freshman year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I got a $50 fine.
What?
For me.
Lovely rocker.
Yes, Anthony Days.
Oh, that's a rough room.
Who I'm going to be living with next year, so you better clean your act up, buddy. I'm not going to tolerate any of that.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you're Tony. Did you watch the Indians game last night?
No, I did not.
You would have enjoyed it. They lost like 12-4, 12-3.
Go Baltimore today.
This is the most Tony's talked all day. Thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I read the sports pages today.
In what newspaper?
Did you read
the Cincinnati?
Lost?
I did not read it. It didn't say anything about the Indians. But I did read that the Reds were not going to be doing well pretty soon.
Yeah, we're not
going
to be doing well.
Yeah.
So
that's all I understood. I didn't really understand much else. But, yeah. So that's all I've got. But let me tell you about my roommate. She's at Bible study.
Which they are listening.
Yeah, I guess I should shut up.
Yeah, that's an example of sinners. They're listening to her.
Yeah, she thinks I'm like the worst person alive.
It's because you curse so much.
I know. I say heck.
Occasionally you use damn.
Oh, it's rough. It is rough. But I actually stopped that because she said it offended her.
Which is nice.
Uh-huh. I thought about, like, she's Lutheran, so I thought about hammering it onto our door. like, no sex, hammering it onto our door.
At least not what you're
Oh, jeez, my parents are going to listen to this. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if my dad knew the things that she... Well, my parents won't be listening to this. I think if my dad knew things that she has done, he would throw her out the window.
You guys need
awful.
Something like a sock on the door handle, like a little, like the bat signal. Warning.
I would have been more than happy to leave if she would just give me some kind of warning.
Something is about to happen.
I mean, she just starts.
I don't know when.
But something is about to happen.
They live forever, let me tell you.
really cool.
Well, dog my cat.
Yeah, that's a Simpsons. Cat my dog. Sex with him or make her prom queen Halloween or something. Guy falls in love with girl.
Feels bad.
Girl's like, I was just a bet. Gets mad. A couple hours later, yay, they're in love.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's always the bet. It's the... Duh.
What you should watch is Not Another Teen Movie, because that's a parody of all those dumb teen
movies. I might.
Because of the whole Pygmalion story, that's where they get it all from.
Well, they really need to stop.
Yeah.
Because it's stupid.
Most normal people do that.
Once Pygmalion came out, that should have been it.
Yes. I have no problem with happy endings. Happy endings are fine, but they need to come out with, like...
Smile.
But they need to come out with a different plot that ends happily. I mean, it's just always bet, love, upset about the bet, love. That's it.
Yeah,
the money.
It does.
Now, you know what? These directors who make these are the people who I'm mad at, because they're not making these movies. I cannot imagine sitting around being a director and being like, oh, this is a good movie idea. No, they're making the movie specifically to make money and to sell it.
Yeah, they've sold out on their artistic.
Yeah, and that makes me...
There's a cure for all this. Don't watch those movies like me. Although I get forced to by my girlfriend. Thank you, Lauren. I'm just kidding.
That was an interesting monologue.
But, you know, they're...
Braveheart movies like that.
Yeah, I don't like Braveheart anymore. Because Mel Gibson, you know, I liked it the first time I saw it, but then he was in The Patriot. And
it's exactly the same. Just less face paint in The Patriot.
And I was just like, oh, come on. That's another thing. War movies are getting to be like, there's this one tough guy.
I really liked The Patriot.
I liked The Patriot, too. It's the exact same thing as Braveheart.
The dialogue wasn't too fabulous, and it was pretty much...
You know what? I'm going to make another kind of hit at my roommate.
Oh.
I don't like Star Wars.
Aww.
I liked the first.
It's an American classic.
I liked 4, 5, and 6.
It's,
1 and 2.
It's sex American classics, actually.
Yeah, it is. I liked 4, 5, and 6. I liked them a lot. 1 and 2, it's not good. They're not heading in a good direction. The second one, the dialogue was awful, I thought. I mean, it was just, it's getting to be like soap opera now, I thought. That's what it rang of to me.
I can't decide.
I like the
originals.
I loved the originals. I thought they were great.
Then the episode one that came out, I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't like Anakin. I didn't like Anakin neither the first.
Oh, I liked the little actor boy.
Oh, I hated it.
Oh, why? I didn't have any kind of feeling.
He was precious.
I wanted to punch him.
He's just gonna... That's just because he's gonna grow up to be evil. That's what that is. It's an internal thing.
I don't know.
Just the whole...
What's his face? Hey, they told Oz, but he would have been so much better.
I guess... No, because he's already well known, and it would be like, oh, yeah, okay. All right, kids, and it's time to go. Isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
Yes, it is. All right, so you've been listening to WMSR, and we're glad that you've been listening to WMSR, but now it's time for us to go.
Yes, but you should continue listening to WMSR, even though we'll be gone, because there's going to be another show coming up after ours, another 2 hours of wild music, and then probably another show after that. It's just never-ending music here at WMSR, aside from our show and a sports show. So stay tuned in. Thanks for the people that are listening, like Brooks and Lauren and...
Chrissy.
Yeah. Lauren
listened.
Yeah,
yes,
I said
that. I wasn't listening when I made the comment, so...
Well, that's good for you, then.
I know.
All right, well, we're going to head out. Thank you.
Time for dinner.
Thank you to all our listeners in Richmond, Indiana.
Yep.